There will also be a bake sale and a silent auction. It is 6 o'clock, WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the news update this time is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A report out of the Pentagon says there's been an almost 19% drop in reports of unwanted sexual contact amongst service members.
A significant drop in what the Pentagon calls the prevalence rate of contacts that can range from unwanted touching to rape is the first in 8 years. There is also a drop in the number of reports of sexual assaults over the past year. Pentagon officials have emphasized awareness and made changes to bring down the number of sexual assaults in the military, but it remains unclear what might be behind the new reduction, as numbers had continued to rise despite those efforts. Luis Martinez, ABC News, the Pentagon.
It stands to supplement the delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza. The U.S. has completed a floating pier off the Gaza Strip so more aid can be delivered by boat. Customs and Border Protection reporting 2 straight months of declining detentions of migrants at the southern border. The April figure was the lowest since President Biden took office. This is ABC News. New and renewed allegations of sexual assault against illusionist David Copperfield.
16 women say they were assaulted by David Copperfield. The allegations published by the UK news outlet The Guardian, which says the dates of the claims range between the 1980s and 2014. More than half involve women who were underage at the time, and the magician is accused of drugging and assaulting at least 3 of the women. Copperfield's lawyers say the claims are false. Many of them have been made before and were investigated by U.S. law enforcement, resulting in no charges. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
President Biden addressed the 40th annual Peace Officers Memorial Service on Wednesday.
I've unfortunately spoken to too many funerals of too many police officers. Extraordinary, brave, heroic public servants kept us safe. Being a police officer is not just what you do, it's who you are.
Mr. Biden noted that violent crime in the U.S. has hit a 50-year low, due in part, he says, to his administration's push to get illegal guns off of the streets. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. William Contreras went 3-for-5 with 4 RBIs and hit one of Milwaukee's 5 home runs off Martin Perez in the Brewers' 10-2 blowout of the Pirates yesterday. The National League Central leading Brewers won 2-of-3 from the Pirates before beginning a season-long 9-game road trip Friday at Houston. Gary Sanchez, Sal Frelick, Joey Ortiz, and Jackson Chirio also homered off Perez. The Brewers tied a franchise record for homers off a single pitcher in one game. Elsewhere, it was Arizona 2-1 over Cincinnati, Colorado 8, San Diego nothing, Philadelphia 10-5 over the Mets, the Cubs 7, Atlanta 1, San Francisco 4-1 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Baltimore 3, Toronto 2, Seattle 4-2 over Kansas City, Tampa Bay 4, Boston 3, Houston 3-0 over Oakland, the Yankees 4-0 over Minnesota, and Texas 4-0 over Cleveland. Interleague play, Miami 2-0 over Detroit, the White Sox 2, Washington nothing, and the Angels 7-2 over St. Louis. From the NBA playoffs, Boston 113 and Cleveland 98 last night, and Dallas beat Oklahoma City 104-92. From the NHL playoffs, Colorado 5 and Dallas 3 as well. That's a look at sports, courtesy of the Richland Hospital.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
forecast calls for some rain chances off and on today. A south to southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour and a high of 70. Isolated showers early tonight, then partly cloudy, a low of 48. Friday warm with lots of sunshine and a high of 79. In Richland Center this morning, overcast skies, no precip here at the studios. 55 was the low. Right now it is 57 degrees. Good morning. Today is Thursday, May 16th.
Country roads, old theater marquee signs, parking lots, and billboards flying by, Spanish moss, little hick town squares, wild roses on a riverbank. Girl, it's almost like you're there. Oh, every mile a memory, every song another scene, from some old movie going back in time to you and me. Every day a page turned down, every night a lonesome sound, like a freight train rolling through my dreams. Every mile. Red sundown, out across the western sky, takes me back to the fire in your eyes. Texas stars in a purple night, not seeing them with you, baby. Oh, they never do look right, no. Every mile a memory, every song another scene, from some old movie going back in time to you and me. Every day a page turned down, every night a lonesome sound, like a freight train rolling through my dreams. Every mile a memory. Every mile a memory, every song another scene, from some old movie going back in time. Every day a page turned down, every night a lonesome sound, like a freight train rolling through my dreams. Every mile a memory, every mile a memory.
To the graduating seniors of Riverdale High School, congratulations on your achievement. Your journey is just beginning. Good luck from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Julie Karen State Farm, WCCU Credit Union, and Wilson Door and Construction.
I saw you staring at each other. I saw your eyes begin to glow, and I could tell you once were lovers. You ain't hiding nothing that I don't know. There's an old flame burning in your eyes that tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes. You said it ended when he left you. You say your love for me is strong, but those old memories still upset you. Well, I might be a memory for too long, 'cause there's an old flame burning in your eyes that tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes. There's an old flame burning in your eyes that tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning.
That's Alabama and an old flame on WRCO FM 100.9. How you doing today? It looks like it could be maybe a little bit on the rainy side, but Tony not really confident we're going to get lots of rain, but it could be off and on, and maybe even some a little bit heavier rain, maybe some wind or a little bit of light hail in some parts of the state for later today. So we'll just kind of wait and see about that. Regular features today on WRCO. The Pine Valley Community Village token was found yesterday, so we will not be giving you another clue. I mean, anyway, I guess we can, but there's no need. So that was found yesterday, and it happened much better than last year when I think some little rodent stole it the first time. They think it wound up in a bird's nest or something. Yeah, seriously, last year. Had to go hide another one, and then that one was eventually found. A reminder, the Richland County Veterans Monument Committee invites you to the dedication of the first placement of the veterans' headstones. The event will be held this Saturday, starting at 1. That will be at the Richland Center Cemetery. And Kinship will be having a brat sale at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center Saturday. That happens between 10 and 2. You got it. Thursday morning, May 16th. Ready or not, here we go. This is Timothy Craig.
You want me to drink wine instead of whiskey? You got it. You want my side of the bed? It's yours. You want me to watch a movie instead of football? You got it. All I want is you. You got it, it's yours. Say the word, because you got it, you got it. Everything I ever wanted. You want me to shop with you at Target? You got it. Think I should spend more time in church? I will. You want me to stop and ask directions. Well, you got it, 'cause all I want is you. You got it, it's yours. Say the word, because you got it, you got it. Everything I ever wanted. You got it, it's yours. Say the word, because you got it, you got it. Everything I ever wanted. I got your pretty green eyes to look into, so anything you want, well, almost anything. It's yours, say the word, because you got it, 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 you got it.
Seventeen minutes after 6 o'clock at WRCO Studios, it is 57 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
On Memorial Day, we pay tribute to the men and women who laid down their lives in service to our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. This Memorial Day message is made possible by Burnham Lumber, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Richland Cattle Center, Jay's Power Center, Richland Family Prescription Center, Muscadet Mini Mart, and Williams Chiropractic.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
My name is Desi, and I am a sixth grader at Ithaca Middle School. In Sources of Strength, we are connectors to help and strength. Our mission recognizes that our voices have great power, and we use it to break the silence when someone is struggling and to connect them to the help they need and deserve.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools and Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Get ready to sizzle with WRCO. We're celebrating Beef Month in style with a fantastic giveaway. Thanks to Walsh's Ace Hardware and Richland Locker, you could win a charcoal grill, a meat bundle, and four Milwaukee Brewer tickets for the June 2nd game. Starting May 20th, listen for the sound of our beef cow sizzle on WRCO. When you hear sizzle, be the fifth caller to get entered for your chance to win. Don't miss out on this sizzling opportunity. Your chance to qualify begins May 20th. Tune in on May 28th during the 7 a.m. hour to see if you're the lucky winner. From WRCO, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Richland Locker.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Tennessee Husky, never do work. I kiss a different woman with the fall of each dew. Always singing these good woman blues. I've been playing music back in Tennessee. A lot of women there, Lord, that think the world of me. Memphis and Nashville, Chattanooga too. Always singing these good woman blues. Good woman blues, Lord, they never let me down. Too many women always around. I strike like the lightning and bring good news. Always a singing these good woman blues. Walking with my traveling shoes, always singing these good woman blues. With sunny California, I can hear you call. Got more women there than a freight train can haul. Your warm red wine and your sun is good news. Always singing these good woman blues. Good woman blues, Lord, never get me down. Too many women always around. I strike like the lightning and I'm bringing good news. Always singing these good woman blues.
Mel Tillis on the Mel Cow Show, WRCO, 6:23 the time. So we get set for the day, and one thing to note today, that the commencement, the latest step in a higher education for a Chicago teen who started college at just 10. The education journey the Chicago teen started when she took her first college course at age 10. In between came associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, When Tillman successfully defended her dissertation in December at age 17, she became the youngest person to earn the degree in integrated behavioral health at Arizona State. While being homeschooled, Tillman's mother enrolled her in the College of Lake County in Illinois. She earned a bachelor's in humanities from New York's Excelsior College. About 2 years later, she earned her master's from Unity College in Maine. Dorothy Jean Tillman, now 17, and a doctorate from Arizona State. Pretty impressive, that's for sure.
To the graduating class of Hillsboro, may your graduation be the beginning of a lifetime filled with success, happiness, and fulfillment. Congratulations! Robin's Nest, Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU, Julie Cairns State Farm, Bailey Paint and Decorating, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
Here's a story about a girl I used to know. She was living free to chase her dreams, a fearless soul. Till the door swung open to the world out there. Social feeds, likes on a screen she can't compare. Then it got complicated. That girl, she started hating. Things that made her beautiful started changing who she was. Just to be loved, just to be loved, just to be loved. Don't be somebody else. To be loved, just to be loved, just to be loved. Well, you're perfect, you're priceless. There's nobody that can't deny it. Don't be somebody you're not. Just to be loved. You look around at everybody's highlight reels. Picture perfect, pretty lies. It makes you feel like
Jody Messina on Country and Community, WRCO FM 100.9. News, weather, and sports will be coming up in just a little bit. Today marks the beginning of the WIAA postseason for softball. A few area teams will be playing today.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30, and this report is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Mostly cloudy with a few periods of showers and thunderstorms today and a high of 70. Patchy fog tonight after some isolated early evening showers this evening and a low of 48. A trace of precipitation this morning, and it is 57 degrees.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Some varieties of cream cheese sold at Aldi stores in Wisconsin are being recalled for possible salmonella contamination. The cheeses are from Schreiber Foods and have sell-by dates from August 20th through the 22nd. The varieties being recalled are the whipped cream cheese spread, chive and onion, and strawberry cream. Aldi says you should toss out the contents of the containers but can bring back the tubs for a full refund. A Dane County deputy is being credited for saving a jail inmate. The sheriff's department says a deputy spotted an inmate hunched over in their cell on Thursday. When the officer checked on the man, he didn't respond. The deputy called for medical staff and started the Heimlich maneuver once they realized the man was choking. It turns out the inmate had choked on an apple. Medical staff were on hand to help the inmate afterwards. Sheriff Calvin Barrett credits the deputy's training with saving a life. A high school sprinter is unlikely to compete in the upcoming WIAA state tournament. Campbellsport High School senior Joshua Anwanuli tells Fox 6 Milwaukee he has an eligibility issue. The league doesn't allow transfer students to compete at the varsity level their first year. It doesn't matter where you come from. Joshua started high school at Campbellsport, but spent 2 years in Ghana, where his parents were doing missionary work. His coach, Derek Toshner, says the rule is being misapplied here. Anwanuli may be one of the fastest 100-meter runners in state history, but barring a reversal by the WIAA, a new record looks out of reach. Three state lawmakers have written a letter to the league asking it to reconsider. A week after a ransomware cyber attack struck the Ascension Hospital system, patients and providers remain frustrated. Wisconsin Federation of Nurses President Connie Smith spoke to the news. She says nurses are having to work off paper records, and that can be challenging in some settings. Comparing exams is more difficult, she says. Ascension is one of the nation's largest healthcare providers, operating 140 hospitals. While its facilities remain open, patients can expect delays in scheduling and receiving care. The Richland County Executive Finance Standing Committee met last night to discuss and act on various agenda items relating to finances of the county. The committee is once again trying to decide where to house the Extension Office. This past year, the Extension Office has moved out of the East Building on the UW Richland campus following the sale of the building to the Richland School District to the Community Services Building. The Extension was then moved back to its original home on the Richland campus in Melville Hall. However, since Platteville will be pulling out of the agreement with the county and will be handing over the keys. The decision once again needs to be made on the best way to house the extension as well as being physically responsible. The problem, County Administrator Candace Pesch stated, with keeping extension at Melville Hall is the astronomical cost of heating and cooling the building for just the extension. It was suggested to move the extension office to the fairgrounds office. However, it was noted that the building is too small to be able to run the many classes extension provides to the county as well as the businesses to the office the closer it gets to fair time. The committee will continue to look at alternatives. When real estate taxes on a parcel go unpaid, the county issues a tax certificate, which is a lien on the real estate, and if a tax certificate remains unpaid for 11 years, Wisconsin statutes requires the county treasurer to cancel that tax certificate. There are 7 tax certificates Jeffrey Even is now required to cancel, an appropriation to reflect the lost revenues resulting from these canceled tax certificates in the 24 county budget will be presented to the full board. $243 will be appropriated from the general fund to the canceled tax certificates account in the 2024 county budget. The committee also approved a resolution to cancel 41 stale county checks in the amount of $621. County Treasurer Jeffrey Even reported that the checks have been outstanding against the county for more than 1 year. The checks are drawn on the Richland County Bank and the purchase of a finance, payroll, and human resources software from Tyler Technologies was also approved. The 21st annual Walk with Grace kickoff will be held tonight at the Richland Center Community Center. The public is welcome to attend the Free Will Pancake Supper beginning at 4:30. June Nee is the Walk with Chair Grace.
We're going to have a Free Will Offering Pancake Supper. This is through the Kiwanis Club, and we want to thank them so very much for providing this great meal for us. And teams can come, join us for the Pancake Supper, get registered, and pick out their luminaries, calendar raffle tickets, and their campsite at the walk.
This year's theme is Making Strides for a Cure. After celebrating a special 20th reunion with ambassadors, this year's walk will be as in the past.
We're going to keep it the same. I feel like we do so many important things that night, and it's hard to try to change that. We'll have our luminaries set out, and we'll have our special luminary ceremony like we always do every year. And we'll have music playing all night. And we're just going to have lots of food and good stuff. And the silent auction and bucket raffle will be in the community center. So it's shaping up to be a great Walk with Grace.
The Walk with Grace kickoff will be held this evening from 4:30 until 7. Teams are invited to pick up their team packets, luminaries, and calendar raffle tickets. Whether you have a team already or are thinking of having a team, you are urged to attend this evening. June Nee encourages you to attend to learn more about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination.
You may come enjoy the pancake supper and just sit and listen and learn more about Grace and what we do. And if you would like to have a team, but you're just not sure, we can answer any questions that you may have. It is free will offering. So, you know, if you can come and enjoy and give a little, we appreciate that very much.
Donations will be taken for the supper. The cost to register a team is $150, which will include up to 15 Tennessee orange-colored T-shirts. Teams may register up to the night of the walk, which will be held Friday, August 9th at Kroska Park. However, to receive the T-shirts, teams must be registered by early in the month of June. And concerns from the nation's capital about protesting at Milwaukee's upcoming Republican National Convention.
Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson discussed those with the head of the Secret Service Tuesday. Johnson told Fox 6 Milwaukee demonstrations from this July's convention will differ from when Milwaukee was slated to host the Democratic National Convention in 2020.
We've had the summer protests of 2020. We had January 6th. We've had the pro-Hamas protests on dozens of campuses.
Milwaukee hasn't officially determined a protest zone. The proposed spot, Pierre Marquette Park, is a block and a half from the Fiserv Forum where the convention will happen this July. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A look at forecast details for today will be coming up next.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Mostly cloudy, a few periods of showers and thunderstorms likely today, a high of 70. Tonight, isolated showers early, then partly cloudy, a low of 48. Also tomorrow, lots of sunshine and highs near 80. We're starting to get a little bit of light precipitation. Reports in the western part of the listening area of some thunderstorms early this morning. Again, just a trace of rain here at the WRCO studios. Following a high of 73 yesterday and a 59 midnight mark, it is 57 degrees.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the beginning of the tournament for girls softball tonight and details on a big win for the Brewers. The Packers' schedule has been released for the NFL. Coming up, starting with preseason action in early August.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Weston made up a game last night with Lafarge in baseball. It was a 14-7 Silver Eagles win. Trevor Westfall got the win in relief, going 4 1/3 innings, allowing one earned run on 5 hits, no walks, and 5 strikeouts as well. For the team, 20 hits on the night led to the victory. Weston with a 14-7 victory against Lafarge. Tonight is the beginning of the WIAA softball tournament for a few schools. Richland Center, a ninth seed, plays at number 8 seed Westby. That is a 5 o'clock start time today. And Viroqua Youth Initiative, a 7th seed, will host number 10 Darlington. In Division 4, Belleville will be at Argyle Blackhawk, and Parkview will play at Wisconsin Heights. And in Division 5, Southwestern is at Pecatonica. North Crawford travels to Lafarge as well. The Richland Center's softball team is mentioned on the road at Westby, and the RC Soccer girls will be at home for a 5:30 kick against Wisconsin Heights. River Valley's soccer team also in action tonight. They'll be playing Platteville Lancaster at Platteville High School, and the River Valley softball team is hosting Iowa Grand. In other action from the area tonight, Kickapoo will be in action in softball. They'll host Cashton, while the Panther baseball team will play at Hillsboro. On the state scene, the NFL has released details of its 2024 schedule of games, with the season starting September 5th. The Packers start the next night with a game in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Among the games coming up, they include mostly Sunday games until we get toward the Thanksgiving game against the Miami Dolphins, played for a 7:20 start time on Thanksgiving night. They'll also play the following Thursday night at the Detroit Lions. So some big games coming up. On the flex game, which is the last week of the regular season, it could be a Saturday or Sunday, January 4th or 5th, against the Chicago Bears. In fact, the Packers don't play the Bears until week number 11 this coming season. November 17th at Chicago is the first time the two teams will meet. The Brewers weren't messing around as they took charge of Wednesday's series finale against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 5 home runs powered a 10-2 lopsided decision. Pirates starter Martin Perez gave up all 5 of the round trippers. Rookie Robert Gasser went 5 innings to pick up his second win in his first 2 major league starts. The homers were from William Contreras, Gary Sanchez, Sal Frelick, Joey Ortiz, and Jackson Chirio.
Manager Pat Murphy talked about the lineup.
We have still not produced necessarily with a man on third and less than two, but they've produced other times. So we're putting runs up on the board, and, you know, there's obviously room for improvement. You know, you'd like to get that relentlessness pitch to pitch. It's just very hard. There's so much that can take your mind away from that present moment. It's a hard thing for all of us, you know, not much less guys in the lineup.
Pat Murphy, the Brewers are taking the day off. They'll begin a 9-game road swing starting tomorrow night. The Wisconsin men's basketball program has hired another assistant coach. Montfort native Lance Randall arrives in Madison from his last coaching job leading the program Division II St. Leo University. Randall has more than 400 career victories. He started his coaching career at Beloit College 30 years ago, the school where he earned his degree. The Bucks are looking to maintain some continuity by hanging on to general manager John Horst. The franchise rejected a request from the Pistons to interview Horst. And also, Doug Gottlieb, national radio broadcaster, will take over as coach of UW Green Bay. He says he looks forward to recruiting. He says it isn't that hard in Wisconsin.
You don't really have to get on a plane to find great players at this level. Now, I think Coach Gard can tell you, they'll have a handful of high majors per year, and it's, you know, you got to build a fence and try and keep them, and if you don't, it looks bad. But in terms of the mid-major and what I call mid-major plus type player, Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska, the Dakotas, you know, Michigan, they're there.
New UW Green Bay coach Doug Gottlieb, and that's a look at sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know, whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no obligation, free 1 week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCR.
I'm so jealous from my head down to my toes.
Congratulations to the local seniors of Wazika Steuben High School on reaching this significant milestone in your lives. Wishing you all the best as you move forward from House on the Rock, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, and Wilson Door and Construction.
Ain't no way nobody gonna steal my love, can't take my eyes off you. If I wanted to, I swear I'm staring at heaven. Holding you here tonight, watching all the stars align. I wanna stay for forever. Yeah, the sky could be falling, the world could unravel, but you'll still be safe.
Shay gonna steal my love on WRCO Radio. It's 7 minutes before seven. A little bit of light rain out there. Stick your arm out, Hank. Is it still raining out there?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, get up the windows.
Hey,
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
As we mark Memorial Day, let's honor the memory of our fallen heroes and express our deepest gratitude for their service and sacrifice. This Memorial Day message is brought to you by Cardinal Glass CG, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Cobison Bus, Meister Log and Lumber, Jones Chevrolet, American Legion Post 85, and VFW Post 2267.
Bring your sunscreen as you enjoy the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. So much to do and see on Saturday, May 18th at Railroad Park. Visit the Leal Club food stand, arts and craft show, various food vendors, and Bartle's chainsaw carving. Pop over to Pickering Park to see Tiny Acres Farm Petting Zoo and so much more. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries and Grant County Economic Development, for being proud sponsors of the festival.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
We'll have a news update for you coming up next from WRCO Radio. Today, this is Cody Johnson and the Painter.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. Reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture.
was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw a canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I don't remember life before she came in.